Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Lamentations. Lamentations, and we're going through the book as we did Jeremiah. So let's get right into our study. We are now at the second chapter and about verse 10, or right around there. Let's start. The law is no more. Also, her prophets find no vision from the Lord. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit on the ground. They are silent. They have thrown dust in their heads and on their heads. They have girded themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem have bowed their heads to the ground. My eyes fail because of tears. My spirit greatly troubled. My heart is poured out on the earth because of the destruction of the daughter of my people. When little ones and infants faint in the streets of the city, they say to their mothers, "Where is grain and wine?" As they faint like a wounded man in the streets of the city, as their life is poured out on their mother's bosom, how shall I admonish you? To what shall I compare you, O daughter of Jerusalem? To what shall I liken you as I comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? For your ruin is as vast as the sea. Who can heal you? Your prophets have seen for you false and foolish visions. You remember that? The false prophets, the prosperity prophets in Jerusalem. Everybody wanted to hear them, but they didn't want to hear Jeremiah. They threw him out of the city. They ran him off. But they wanted to hear these false prophets. That's usually the way it is. Did you know that? They're so popular nowadays. People that are taking $1 million in salary per year, calling themselves preachers and pastors. It is a shame. It's shameful for some of these things to happen. Some of them take more than $1 million. When you look at the prophet, the apostle Paul, he worked for himself. He didn't take a salary. He worked for himself. He made his own way. And this is probably why he was given such a great revelation on salvation, that God had given him this grace and this anointing to write 2/3 of the New Testament. Your prophets have seen for you false and foolish visions, and they have not exposed your iniquity. They have not exposed your iniquity. You ever wonder why so many of the prosperity preachers and whatnot never preach about repentance? It's always prosperity. It's always something that they're trying to... It's almost like they have a one-track mind. It's only on prosperity and giving this and giving to me and giving, and becoming rich. They never expose iniquity. They never say a word. They're afraid, because a lot of times this will stop the tithes and offerings from coming in, when you expose iniquity in the people. But virtually every true prophet of God preached repentance, and they exposed the iniquity in the people every single time, from Noah to John the Baptist. They exposed the iniquity of the people. so as to restore you from captivity. But they have seen for you false and misleading oracles. All who pass along the way clap their hands in derision at you. They hiss and shake their heads, the daughter of Jerusalem. Is this the city of which they said the perfection of beauty, a joy to all the earth? All your enemies have opened their mouths wide against you. They hiss and gnash their teeth. They say, we have swallowed her up. Surely this is the day for which we waited. We have reached it. We have seen it. The Lord has done what he purposed. He has accomplished his word, which he commanded from days of old. He has thrown down without sparing, and he has caused the enemy to rejoice over you. He has exalted the might of your adversaries. He's exalted the might of your adversaries. And usually this is the godless people. Jeremiah's tears were sincere, full of compassion. Sorrow does not mean that we lack faith or strength or anything such as that. There's nothing wrong with crying. Jesus himself felt sorrow and even wept, John 11:35. How do we react to the tearing down of our society? And how do we react to the moral degradation? And how do we react to these things? Just, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, start singing that song. This may not be as obvious as invading enemy like Nebuchadnezzar, but the destruction is just as certain. We too should be deeply moved and troubled when they mutilate our children. They mutilate and try to transgender young people that don't know any better. This is criminal. It's absolute criminal. It's what it is. And the moral decay that surrounds us, if we're not, you know, touched and moved by it, there's something wrong, you know, within us. There's something definitely wrong with us. And if we can't speak of it and speak about it, then maybe we've just been hardened to it, you know, more. We should be troubled by this greatly. False prophets were everywhere in Jeremiah's day. They gave false and misleading oracles, messages to people from God, you know. This is thus saith the Lord, you know. And then they'd lie like dogs. Well, Jeremiah warned the people of coming destruction and a lengthy captivity, 70 years. The false prophet said that all was well. You know, you just keep giving to us and you'll keep prospering. And so the people need not fear. All Jeremiah's words came true because he was a true prophet of God. He was. You know, flapping hands, hissing and shaking heads were all signs of derision and mockery. As in the 15th verse, all who pass the way clap their hands in derision at you. They hiss, shake their heads, and the daughter of Jerusalem. Is this the city of which they said the perfection of beauty, joy to all the earth? They were contemptuous gestures of these things. And as we read on, their heart cried out to the Lord, O wall of the daughter of Zion, let your tears run down like a river day and night. Give yourself to no relief. Let your eyes have no rest. Arise, cry aloud in the night. At the beginning of the night watches, pour out your heart like water before the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands to Him for the life of your little ones. For the life of your little ones, you better, because, you know, the devil is out to steal the young people away. You know, this is a horrifying thing that has taken place. They're trying to steal your kids who are faint because of hunger. At the head of every street, see, O Lord, and look. With whom have you dealt thus? Should women eat their offspring? The little ones who were born healthy. Should priests and prophet be slain in the sanctuary of our Lord? On the ground, in the streets, lie young and old. My virgins and my young men have fallen by the sword. You have slain them in the day of your anger. You have slaughtered, not sparing. You called as in the day of the appointed feast, my terrors on every side. And there was no one who escaped or survived in the day of the Lord's anger. Those whom I bore and reared, my enemy annihilated them. My enemy annihilated them. Chapter 1 describes Jerusalem's desolation and calls for God's revenge on his enemies. Chapter 2 includes a call for God's people to pour out their hearts in the Lord's presence. The people must turn from their sins. They must sincerely mourn over their wrongs against God. The people had much to cry about, but they didn't. Because of their stubbornness, their stubborn rebellion against God, and they brought great suffering to all, especially to the innocent. That's usually who suffers, you know, the innocent. Was this suffering God's fault? No, it was the fault of the wayward people. Sinful people brought destruction on themselves, but tragically, this sin's consequence affected everyone, even the innocent, good, evil, alike. The people suffering in sin should have brought them to the Lord, weeping for forgiveness. Only when sin breaks our hearts can God come to our rescue. Just feeling sorry about experiencing sin's consequences doesn't bring forgiveness. But if we cry out to God, He will forgive us. This horrible scene could have been avoided. Jeremiah had warned him. People for years and years, I think 40 years his ministry lasted, that this day of destruction would come. And it broke his heart to see it fulfilled. We're always shocked when we hear of tragedy striking the innocent, but often innocent bystanders are victims of judgment on a nation. Sin has a way of causing great sorrow and devastation to many, and they usually are innocent. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to realize that we need to realize how serious the time, the day and age and the thing we're living by, living in. We're reliving Jeremiah's prophecies. We're reliving this stuff. Help us to realize the seriousness, and what we're going through. And let the repentance of God sweep through this nation in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's our time for today. Folks, go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And also write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen Sins. Study. Show yourself approved to God.